Hey, y'all, I'm Maddie.
And I'm Poodle.
And together, we host the podcast Reality Gaze.
We are two ridiculous homosexuals who love nothing more than talking about reality television
and tearing in a new one.
So whether it's 90 Day Fiancé, Love is Blind, Love After Lockup, or any other trash TV show about lonely hearts looking for love, your gay besties got you covered, y'all.
New shows every week. Follow and listen to Reality Gaze wherever you get your podcast. Reality
Gaze, let's love!
While you've been out, while you've been at work, while you've been taking care of stuff, we've compiled a composite of the latest and biggest stories of the day to help you get caught up. This is 830 News on the go.
With the Thursday 830 on the go, I'm Taylor Rivera. A flurry of activity in St. Paul as lawmakers work to finalize bills. A fatal shooting last night in North Minneapolis. And Minnesota sports fans are bracing for what's likely to be an exciting night. But first, a 24-hour prayer vigil is taking place right now outside Hennepin County Medical Center as lawmakers in St. Paul debate what should be done to try to save the financially struggling Safety Net Hospital. Todd Lippert is a pastor with Creekside United Church of Christ in Minneapolis.
HCMC is caring for the people of Minnesota 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. So we had clergy and congregations felt we needed to be out praying for HCMC and for this moment.
He says they're distraught that because of the federal bill that was passed this summer, Medicaid cuts have pushed HCMC to the brink.
We can't imagine what it would be like if they closed in June. So many of our parishioners get care at HCMC, and we know it's critical for the state.
The state Senate has passed a bill that would give some relief, as hospital administrators have said if they don't get help, drastic measures could take place as soon as June. A flurry of activity in St. Paul as lawmakers work to finalize bills dealing with everything from gun safety packages to taxes. Senate Tax Committee Chair Ann Rest says part of the tax bill includes expanding a tax that had been meant to help fund Target Field, with revenues now going to keep HCMC and other hospitals in operation.
We're looking to help stabilize hospitals throughout Minnesota, but this bill is focused mostly on the healthcare hospitals in Hennepin County, notably HCMC.
Rest is retiring after 40 years at the end of 2027, and Republican State Senator Bill Weber offered his thanks for her service.
In the next 2 weeks, you and I will probably continue to vote for the most part differently on the Senate floor. But when we adjourn sine die and we walk off, I will walk off considering you a worthy opponent, a true colleague, and a good friend.
The session ends May 18th, and many of these bills will likely end up in end-of-session negotiations. A fatal shooting last night in North Minneapolis.
Police were called to a home on the 4800 block of Bryant Avenue North on a report of shots fired, finding a man inside with an apparent fatal gunshot wound. He was pronounced dead at the scene. Investigators are working to determine what led up to the shooting, but say it does not appear to be random. In a statement, Minneapolis Police Chief Brian O'Hara says their thoughts are with the victim's family and loved ones, and he asks anyone who may have information about what happened to come forward.
That's WCCO's Laura Oakes reporting. Charges are now filed against a husband, wife, and their daughter who allegedly assaulted a Turning Point USA contributor, Savannah Hernandez, earlier this month outside the Whipple Federal Building.
Christopher, Diana, and Paige Ostruschko are charged with assault. Two of them also face charges of interfering with federally protected activity. They are due in federal court May 12th. Video from the incident shows Savannah Hernandez getting pushed to the ground outside the Whipple Federal Building while filming people. Christopher also faces a fifth-degree assault charge in Hennepin County. County Attorney Mary Moriarty called the violent conduct unacceptable. She says charges were not filed against the other two due to a lack of evidence. Mark Fry, News Talk 830 WCCO.
We could be in for another summer of smoky skies and air quality alerts due to Canadian wildfires. However, Minnesota Pollution Control Agency meteorologist Matt Tarleton says it shouldn't be as bad as last year.
Things have been good up in Canada. They've got a lot of snow this past year, and it's been slowly melting, and so that will really help kind of mitigate the risk for wildfires in the short term. But with an El Nino pattern expected, It's likely to be warmer and drier going into the summer, and that will increase the wildfire risk in July and August.
Tarleton says the main culprits for wildfires are persistent drought, extreme heat, and insects that damage and weaken trees. The city of Minneapolis is considering repurposing vacant retail for a downtown indoor playground. City leaders are exploring the use of existing downtown buildings to house the proposed play area, aiming to shift the district from an office hub to a destination for families. Principal City Planner Shauna Sether says the city is currently surveying residents about what they would want from a project like this, since it's the first venture of its kind.
We have in our sister city in St. Paul, we have the Children's Museum, and there are other historically family-friendly activities that have been here in Minneapolis, including the planetarium. But to my knowledge, we haven't had an indoor playground specifically for families.
She says this research phase is set to wrap up in the next few weeks, and the results will help city officials to decide whether to move forward with a formal plan. Finally, Minnesota sports fans are bracing for what's likely to be an exciting night with the Timberwolves and Wild on the brink of advancing in the NBA and NHL playoffs. The Timberwolves will try to close out Denver tonight with a win over the Nuggets. Head coach Chris Finch.
Well, there's no doubt that, you know, we miss Dante and Ant and all the things they do offensively and defensively, but you know, we played a large part of game four without those guys, you know, and so.
That game will start at 8:30 tonight on ESPN. Minnesota Wild GM Bill Guerin says it'll be all business on the ice tonight as they try to finish off the Dallas Stars in round one of the playoffs.
We just need to be at our best tonight because, you know, their backs are against the wall. And you know, in this league, the players are extremely good, and they're going to be at their best, so we got to be ready.
You're in talking with WCCO's Chad Hartman. If the Wild win, they'll move on to face the Colorado Avalanche in the second round of the playoffs this weekend, which would be the first time that has happened since 2015. That game starts at 6:30 on TNT. Thanks for listening to WCCO's 830 On The Go. You can find each day's On The Go and all of our podcasts at WCCORadio.com or by downloading the Odyssey app. I'm Taylor Rivera, News Talk 830, WCCO.
It is not hard to destroy a college. Last season, the podcast Campus Files brought you stories of fraternity drug rings, stolen body parts, campus cults, and more.
And now, Campus Files is back for another season.
There's a guy screaming into his phone. He's like, I just saw Charlie Kirk get assassinated right in front of me.
Every week is a new episode and a new story.
It was so chaotic.
It's almost like a university under siege.
Listen to and follow Campus Files, available now wherever you get your podcasts.